Christian Muller here, and I'm sitting with Steve Solomon, the chief of the Conway Fire Department, and you're also the chief of the Swift River Rescue Team.
Yeah, the Conway Fire Department has one of four credentialed swift water rescue teams in the state of New Hampshire.
Unfortunately, we recently lost a local police officer who was attempting to search for a woman who had capsized in the Saco River. So I wanted to put out some information for those who are looking to recreate in the rivers this year. After all, the Mount Washington Valley is surrounded by rivers, and it's a great fun activity to do in the summer. So my first question is, how do you tell if a river is safe to recreate in?
Well, that's a great question. We've actually tossed this around at the state level. I sit on two different groups at the state to discuss river rescue, flood rescue, and things like that. And unfortunately, there's no hard, fast rule for that, because what might be safe for one person is not safe for another. So what we tend to tell people is, be prepared for what you're getting into. Water's the most powerful force on the planet. The rivers are a great example of that. And in the spring, they run high and they run cold. So you need to be dressed appropriately to be in the water. Even if you don't plan on being in the water, if you plan on being in the boat, what happens if you fall in? You need to be dressed appropriately to be in those conditions. So typically in the spring, what we'd say is you need to be an experienced kayaker with all of the appropriate gear. You know, that's a life jacket, a helmet, and a dry suit to be on the river. As we move into summer and the water tends to calm down a little bit and warm up some, that's when we see the tubers coming out and things like that. You need to know how to swim still. If you don't know how to swim, you probably shouldn't be in a tube, a canoe, a kayak, and on the river. Anything could happen at any moment.
And if, heaven forbid, something does happen to someone recreating in the river, say they start getting into a current that's too quickly and they start going down the river, what should you do if you're in that situation?
We actually deal with this quite a lot. Lower Falls Recreation Area on the Swift is a very popular spot. At times, there's hundreds of people there at once. And you kind of play in the fall, and then there's a big pool at the bottom, which is pretty safe. But if you get down towards the bottom edge of that pool, the current can pull you out of the pool and wash you downstream. The term's actually called swept away. And I actually took my kids out to the river and taught them the basics of what to do if they run into this situation. And the basics are get your feet pointed downstream, get them up. People want to try to stand up when they're in that situation because most of the time it's pretty shallow. You won't be able to, though. And what will happen is your feet can then get caught in the rocks and you'll find yourself face down in the water. So you keep your feet up to allow yourself to float, get your feet pointed downstream, that's to protect your head, and then kind of angle your body so the current and the water pushes you towards the side of the river. Don't try to swim against the current. You won't be able to do it. You can use your arms to try to pull yourself towards the side, but you have to work with the water. You won't be able to work against it.
Now, if someone you're swimming with starts to get swept down the river, what should you do then?
The best things to do are try to keep them in sight without endangering yourself. If they don't have a flotation device on, try to throw one to them. And, you know, we go back to the basics that people would have learned in Boy Scouts. Reach, throw, row, go, right? So if you can reach them with your arm, a stick, something like that, great. If that doesn't work, try to throw something to them to help them. Then try to use a boat. And the very last thing you ever want to do, and you shouldn't do this if you don't have training for it, is to actually swim to save them. What we find is we end up with more than one victim that way.
If you are recreating, say, in the spring currently, and you're in a kayak or a canoe and you're not so experienced, what do you do if you capsize?
So if you don't have the experience to be out in the spring, you should be with experienced people. And you should go over that right before you launch, is, you know, have the more experienced people remind you how to get out of your kayak, you know, if you've been flipped over, or what to do if you're in a canoe and it flips over. The other piece, probably the biggest key to staying in a good way in the river, is going to be wear a life jacket. If you can keep your head above water, you've got all kinds of time to work out what needs to be done. If you can't keep your head above water, you know, you've got a matter of a minute or so.
And if a member of your group's boat capsizes, what should you do?
Well, we go back to those same four principles, reach, throw, row, go. Most of our kayaking groups in the area, you know, we have the White Mountain Swift Water Rescue Team is a group of local kayakers that have gotten together and are helping out with situations like that and providing safety at events on the river. All of their people had basic rescue just when they were kayakers before they formed a team to help. So we see that a lot in the kayaking community. Where we don't see it is with people perhaps renting kayaks or canoes to go down the river is they don't know how to use a throw bag. And it's a pretty easy skill, so that would be something we'd suggest is if you're planning on spending a lot of time on the river, purchase a throw bag and learn how to use it, because you can make a big difference with one of those.
Well, thank you very much for spending your time with us. Is there anything else you would like to put out there about river safety for this coming summer?
The river is a wilderness area. So even if you've launched at First Bridge in North Conway and you're going to float to Davis Park, you're in the wilderness. We can't access you. We may have to launch a boat well upstream of where you are and either paddle or use a motor to come down to you. We may have to come in downstream of where you are and then work upstream or wait for you to float to us to get to you. But you're in the wilderness even though you're in a populated area. So keep that in mind when you're out there, too. The two biggest things we see that cause bad outcomes are inability to swim without wearing a life jacket and alcohol. That's a big problem both in Conway and across the border in Fryeburg is going down the river and drinking heavily. And I've been to many drowning incidents that's the exact result.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
You're very welcome.